Warralili pre-game interview.
But we're going to go inside the Brisbane camp thanks to Warralili. Their strategy coach in Mark Stone is standing alongside our own Jason Doherty. Jase.
Yes, thanks, Tom. Mark Stone has joined us down on the boundary. And Mark, thanks for bringing the weather anyway from Brisbane. It's a nice Brisbane day here at the MCG.
Yeah, it's certainly warm, that's for sure. And it's been warm the last couple of days. And, you know, it's good for us because we train in this and we should be pretty accustomed to it.
We asked the Collingwood camp the same thing, but it's the players now, the coaches and coaching staff have probably done as much as they can, really, in terms of preparation for today.
Yeah, we're just chatting about it in the rooms. It's one of those games, and you don't get to many, but it's one of those games where you're basically leaving it out to the players. They're out there and they basically can't hear much. You can't use your runner much. So you hope that all the preparation throughout the year and then through this week has put them in a frame of mind where they can... they can cope with the moments and they can, you know, they're composed and they can get their togetherness keeps them through those things, and you just basically give them a couple of little, you know, slight directions or adjustments at the breaks, but you don't do much, it's more to them.
Mark, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. The question I want to ask you is, you've got two blokes in Lachie Neale and Josh Dunkley who have played grand final day before. Have the players lent on them at all just in regards to the build-up and how they handle going into such an occasion?
Yeah, they sure have. We had some meetings early in the week when we started to look at Collingwood and the occasion and the week and unfold how it would look. And there were certainly some conversations and some questions asked of Josh and Lockie about that and their experiences. And they spoke to the group about the things that they felt were really good for them and the things that were a little bit of a distraction. So obviously guys have got to experience that for themselves, but it does help to have a couple of players that have been through it before within the camp.
What got Darcy Gardner the nod over Jack Payne?
Just look, his form last week on Curno was so strong, and Darcy being, you know, his third week out with an ankle, he's cleared all his testing and that. But it's just, I suppose, the risk of what happens if he rolls it early. Whereas Gardner's, we know he's a seasoned campaigner, he's been around with us for a long time, and he's pretty rugged, tough sort of character. And he's built for these sort of games, and probably, I feel for Jack, he's done all the work throughout the year, played some great footy for us. It's one of those tough decisions you have to make.
Mark, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You mentioned there, obviously, being at Geelong Station, we try and get the Geelong angle, and Darcy Gardner's obviously a Queenscliff boy, went to St Joey's, and yep. No doubt his parents, Chris and Janice, will be here today, really proud. A good story. He's not your highest profile player, but you just mentioned there he's pretty important at the role that he provides.
Yeah, he's very, very proud of where he's come from. He's Geelong roots, and look, he's a resilient player. He's had a lot of shoulders and knees and different things across his football career and his journey, and I mean, it's fortunate for him that today he gets to play in a grand final, and that's a reward for perseverance sometimes, and being tough both physically and mentally. What we know about Darcy is he won't leave anything out there today. It'll be all out in the field.
Thanks to Warralili, speaking with Brisbane Lions strategy coach Mark Stone on K-Rock Footy. Here's Mark Neal.
Mark, good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
Hey, mate, your record against Collingwood has been unbelievable given what Collingwood have done in the last 2 years. You've won six on the trot. What do you want the game to look like today that will get you guys over the line?
We sort of want to look like a game where the tempo is a bit controlled. I mean, that it's hard to pinpoint in the little tiny things that will happen because there will be lots of little things across the course of the day, but generally speaking, the big ticket things, we want it to be a tempo-controlled game. We know that their fast play is so damaging if you let them get that. And we know they'll get a few of those, but we want to be able to control it by foot, keep the speed in the game when we want it and out of the game when we don't want it because it's hot. There'll be times that we'll try and just control that with our kicking, just to keep the guys, you know, in good condition in terms of the heat. And we want to be in our front half more often than not because we feel one of the things that really worries them every time we play them is the agility of our small forwards. And our tools are quite dangerous, as everyone knows, and Danaher and Hipwood. But the agility and power and sideways movement of the likes of Bailey and Rayner and Cameron and McCarthy and Zorko, you know, that tends to worry them a bit. So if we can get it in there enough and they don't mark it, we bring it to ground, that can be an advantage to us.
Yeah, thank you for that insight. That's fantastic. Just to touch a little bit deeper on the front half stuff. Sometimes, you know, we've been talking about the way that you guys play and we identified the front half intercept stuff as really important. You mentioned the agility of the players on the ground. We also felt that sometimes if you play in the front half, some of your kicks inside 50, just because there's a lot of numbers, they have to be quick. We also rate the ability of some of your players down there to mark in a packed situation. Have we got that right?
Yeah, you're right. Often, you know, it's funny, sometimes in footy you're better off to get the ball just centre back, just behind the centre circle, because there's a little bit more space to work through. And at times you can get a lot of forward half turnover and not score from it because of the density within your 50. So you're spot on, and it's sometimes a challenge to try and get those situations right. But we feel if it becomes one of those in and out, bouncing in and out of our forward 50 sort of games or periods where we're not scoring, we'll try and get it to stoppage and score that way. So we'll tend to kick it a little bit more to the pockets and take the stoppage. We're ranked really highly for forward 50 stoppages. So we try and use different forms of scoring if one of them's not working.
And Mark, you touched on that scoring opportunity for you guys, sort of backward of centre. That comes into play for Collingwood. Clearly they like to rebound aggressively off half-back. Now run us through your defensive mechanisms to try and nullify their scoring options.
Yeah, you're spot on. That's one of their big scoring sources is defensive mid-rebound, and they go quick. And if they get through you, it's pretty tough for your back six to defend. So our methods are really around the contest. We want to make sure we get number to the contest number one. So it's a work rate and effort to get over there and support, try and get an out number. The other one is, it's so critical, is don't get past the line. If the ball's in dispute, you've got to stay defensive side or contest support. Don't get past it, don't get forward of it, and anticipate too early, because if you leave yourselves outnumbered or defenceless behind that contest, they're going to run through you. So there are a couple of methods. The other way we'll try and do it is if we are outnumbered and we can see we're outnumbered, is just keep them skinny, try and corral and make them go wide.
We're speaking with Mark Stone from the Brisbane Lions. Mark, just talk to us about Link McCarthy, and obviously we watched his struggles at Geelong when he just couldn't get himself on the park. He spent a lot of times in the K-Rock box in his tenure at the Cats. He probably did more games in the experts chair with us than he actually played AFL games. But what is it about him that he's brought over the last 5 or 6 years since going north to your warmer climes?
He's been able to keep his body fit. That's probably the first thing, and I think that's for every player. If you go through injury struggles and they're frequently hitting you, then it can really hurt your confidence in the way you play as well. So he's been able to keep himself healthy. But he's such a dynamic player, Link, and he's a tough one to play on because he's so good in the air for his size, and he's very good on the ground as well. And what he's been able to do is really identify where he fits within our group and where he fits within the front six or seven. And he knows what his role is, and he plays it really well. And because he's fit, he's got an ability now to squeeze up the ground and then rip back to goal quickly. You know, and if I want to keep going about him, and as Mitch will know, he's a pretty good kick too. He's a great field kick, both feet. So when he's on and he's playing his role to his maximum, he's a pretty dangerous player.
Yeah, absolutely. What Kiss song are you looking forward to hearing in the pregame?
Oh, I hope I hear one at all, really. We'll be downstairs. We may not hear it, but probably the old "I Was Made for Loving You."
The last time Gene Simmons played during the day, Mark, was about 37 years ago, I reckon. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes when the sun's up.
Yeah, they'll be warm, those lads.
Oh, yeah.
With that paint on, too. God. Mark, we really appreciate your time. Really grateful to Brownie and the team and the media unit, the Lions, making you available to have a chat to us and get an insight as we get towards an hour away from the first bounce. We wish you the very best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Really good to talk to you.
Mark Thank Stone you. Joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to have a chat with the strategy coach from up there in the Queensland capital.
Warra Lilly pre-game interview.